The interior ministers of 9 countries who are soon set to join the Schengen free travel zone met representatives of countries already in the system in Prague on Friday and Saturday. The unanimous conclusion, the Czech Republic and the other 8 new states are well prepared for the abolishing of border checks and becoming part of the Schengen area. Jan Richter has the story.
The 5th such meeting of EU interior ministers had one clear mission: to see if the 9 countries that joined the European Union in recent years are ready to join Schengen. After their meeting concluded at Prague Castle on Friday, the message was also clear. All 9 states, including the Czech Republic, had well adopted a new information system called OneSysForAll that enables them to monitor security risks even without controls on their borders with other Schengen zone members, and are therefore ready to join in on the 21st of December this year. Portugal currently holds the EU presidency and designed the joint information system. Portuguese Deputy Interior Minister José Magalhães:
that new system, using the internet, cellular phones, modern communication, and most of all, and above all, a new way of working together, allowed us to detect obstacles, to invent solutions. So my first word is to congratulate you, because the effort was led by your countries working together and helping each other. This is what Europe was made for.
The ministers and other officials of the EU countries adopted a document entitled the Prague Declaration. It makes it clear that for the Schengen newcomers, free movement without border control is more than a tool for further integration within the European Union. They consider it a fundamental freedom that goes with being part of Europe. German Interior Minister Wolfgang Schäuble welcomed the new members on behalf of one of the old member states.
Enlargement of the Schengen system is not a matter of generosity by the old member state, but it's a matter of self-interest of all European member states, because living in Europe without border checking is such an advantage in freedom. Abolishing border check and replacing by better and more constructive and more substantial cross-border police cooperation is even more security. And therefore, we can combine in our European development more freedom and more security and more justice. And that's what we are doing. And therefore, we can really celebrate this historical event.
According to the ministers, the new information system will bring more security to the EU, because information about missing persons, stolen documents and stolen vehicles will be shared online among all member states of the Schengen zone. Some old Schengen countries, most notably Austria, have however announced that they will keep policing their borders with the new Schengen members even after they join. Czech Interior Minister Ivan Langer hopes this won't be necessary.
Any ways of control must be under the regime of the Schengen Codex. I think that we are going to persuade our neighbors that we are ready. The Schengen evaluation said that we are ready, and it means that there are no serious reasons why to arrange some transition period or something like that.
This sensitive issue will be probably resolved in November, when the Czech and Austrian interior ministers will meet to agree on whether the new security guarantees are sufficient for the Czech southern neighbors.